The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Back.
Talk Live, and you may join the show here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just drop on by freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy lots of features there completely free. Other talk show hosts will charge you for their websites. We don't. In fact, you get to actually create the content right there on the site. Whatever's there on the front page of the website was put there by listeners just like you. It's a Reddit-based system. It's totally free to join the fun there, freetalklive.com. So drop on over there when you get a chance. Coming up here tonight, we will talk about Bernie Sanders and his opinion about cigarettes after he was, well, mostly defeated yesterday in the primaries from what I saw.
I think he took Rhode Island.
Donald Trump sweeping the Republican primary.
Getting almost all the delegates, too.
Well, isn't that normally how it works with the Republicans? Or
no, there's lots of different ways, and I think he got all but 9 delegates last night, which was a huge windfall for his campaign.
Well, we don't know that for certain because there was one of the states that sends unbound delegates.
Okay.
And I think it was like 17 unbound delegates chosen from one state, so maybe all but 9 of them said, yes, I'm going to vote for the guy with the weird hair. But, by the very nature of having unbound delegates, we don't know who they are going towards.
Well, I got to say that taking 5 states last night really gives them a lot of momentum. It seems like when they're going into Indiana, the candidate I'd want to be of the 3 candidates on the Republican ticket would be Donald Trump.
I wouldn't want to be any of them because that would force me to be a Republican, and that's something I could never be.
So is that, Indiana coming up soon? Is that the plan?
Tuesday.
Okay.
So Indiana's the next one, and then there's something, I think, next Saturday, and then Nebraska on May 10th.
Ted Cruz says that Indiana is a very important primary.
Who cares what Ted Cruz says?
It's just hilarious. This guy just comes out and says, hey, those ones I lost are not important. The one that I might win, that's important. Apparently he's got some deal going with Kasich now where it's like, I'll campaign in one state, you campaign in the other, and it's anybody but Trump kind of situation.
Right, because as of right now, they're playing defense.
Yeah, sure.
Neither one of them can win the game, per se, meaning that there's no way that either Trump or Kasich can wind up getting enough delegates to win on the first ballot. But they can certainly prevent Donald Trump.
Yo, you meant
Cruz or Kasich. Okay, cannot get enough delegates. Like they would have to win, well over 100% of the remaining delegates in order to be able to win on the first ballot. But they can prevent Donald Trump from being able to win on the first ballot.
So if you want to talk about Bernie and the cigarettes thing, we can do that here in a moment. But, Daryl, you had a story about a backyard, a fenced-in backyard, which contained 3 children.
Yes.
And apparently some neighbors thought this was unsafe, dangerous.
Well, because there was something not in the backyard, the mother. Because she was inside the kitchen washing dishes, watching them through the window. Jeez. Story comes from the Hit and Run blog at Reason.
All right.
The author, Lenore Scanese, who's most well known.
She's blogging for Reason now? Or are they linking over to Free Range Kids?
No, she's listed as the author. Huh. She's most well known as being the world's worst mom.
Yep. She was sent to Porkfest by Reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about her.
Yeah.
She writes, I'm both thrilled and worried when these stories make the news. A Winnipeg mom was doing the dishes while her 3 kids, 10, 5, and 2, played in their fenced-in backyard. A neighbor called to report unattended kids frolicking. And Jacque Kendrick was visited by a Child Protective Service representative who asked questions about what her own childhood was like, how she punished her children, and where they slept.
Wow.
Who reports frolicking children?
The next door neighbor. Well, there's no parent in the backyard. Something must be wrong if there's no parent standing over the top of these three children.
So wait, who showed up to ask those questions?
A representative from Child Protective Services a neighbor called and reported unattended kids frolicking. The representative from the Child Protective
Services must be stopped.
Looked in the refrigerator.
Whoa.
Belonging to Miss Kendrick, that according to CTV News. Happily, the shrink that the CTV reporter interviewed to provide some sanity pointed out that neighbors should complain to each other, not to the authorities.
Well, that's certainly true.
Yes, and again, that was the advice of the psychologist being interviewed by the news station on this situation.
But do you see how, in this circumstance, the neighbor likely would have been rebuffed by the neighbor, by the mother, because they should have been.
Right.
Right. They should have been said, hey, what the hell is wrong with you that you think frolicking children in the backyard is somehow a danger, and you'd call the police? Well, I mean, If they were reporting it to the mother, then they wouldn't have done that. But, you know, like, clearly that was the level of concern that this busybody had, or they just want to mess with their neighbor, one of the two. Because every time you call the police on your neighbor's kids, there's a chance that the police are going to take the kids away from them.
Right.
That's what you need to understand is when you do that, that you're putting these people in the worst situation they could ever possibly be put in, which is to have their kids taken away.
Well, so, that's not actually the worst. The worst would be the cops show up and kill your children, as have happened numerous times.
It's unlikely that they do it, but yeah. I mean,
there's the story where this just got back in the news recently where there was that he gets called to a scene about a depressed 17-year-old kid shows up. We don't have time for this, and shoots the kid in the back.
Yeah, that's an oldie, and certainly it happened.
That just came back in the news because some of his coworkers have decided to testify against him.
Against the police officer?
Yes.
Good. But in this circumstance, so what you're dealing with is the neighbor knows that they're going to likely be rebuffed. So they got what they wanted. This is why they would call the police. This is why the psychologist is sort of, wrong in what they're saying is that they are incentivized to call the police. The neighbor got what they wanted. The police came and said, excuse me, how are you raised as a child? What have you got in the refrigerator?
CPS.
What? Okay, CPS. It's the same thing. Your kid.
They are an enforcement wing, but if you don't let them in and you don't cooperate, they'll probably threaten you with the police, but ultimately they're not the same.
It's a policing agency as far as I'm concerned. They just don't have badges and guns.
Right. We don't know exactly what telephone number the neighbor dialed. She may have dialed the Canadian equivalent of 911. Mm-hmm. She may have called the children, family, whatever directly. We don't know. But nonetheless, you know, you are calling a government agency instead of just calling your neighbor and saying, hey, just wanted to let you know that there's three little humans running around in your backyard and I don't see any bigger humans in the backyard. Is everything okay? Like, you know, did you fall and break your leg and the kids are just like frolicking because they don't know how to go get help?
Well, I don't even want to normalize the idea that you would that kids playing in the backyard is by themselves is somehow something that we should be concerned about. I played in the backyard without supervision a lot.
I rode a bicycle half a mile away from where my parents were down First Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama, a lot when I was like 5. So, no, I don't think there's anything weird, but if you're going to call because you're concerned, you should call the parent of the children, not some government agency, and that's what the psychologist said.
Right.
Back to the story, it says that is perhaps the crux of the matter. The easiest way to feel smug and muck up someone's life is to call CPS, say so-and-so is abusive, and then hang up. The system dedicated to the idea that child abuse is so rampant that no stone can be left unturned seems to investigate every call, and there's a little bit more.
We'll continue, and you can share your ridiculous story about CPS if you want. Maybe you've been involved in one of them. I hope you haven't, but so many people have. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll-free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username LRN.FM. We'll get you on the air.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, the symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar. TrumpDollar.us. You got to see them to believe them. Hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. It's TrumpDollar.us.
All right, more coming up on this story, Daryl, that you were sharing with us about a mom who's been targeted by CPS because a neighbor called them, called CPS, presumably, or the police, one or the other, because mom
had called some government agency.
Mom had allowed her children, one of them who is 10 years old, to be in the backyard. Now, the other two were younger, but presumably, even if mom wasn't paying attention, the 10-year-old likely could have supervised, to some extent, the other two. But mom, in point of fact, was paying attention because she was washing dishes while overlooking the backyard through the kitchen window. And I guess none of that really mattered. The CPS bureaucrat came in and harassed this lady. We'll tell you more about the story here. But first, we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah, listening in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know what? Today I have one more traffic gadget for you guys. One
you
more.
You have just a lot of these things. Go ahead.
So did you know that, you know, they actually have these plastic cactuses in Arizona, and then they hide their traffic cameras inside these cactuses. And
cacti.
I think they blend in, and that's the way to get these crazy drivers is to catch them when they're not suspecting of it. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't support what you're saying here. I mean, you're talking about catching speeders, right? I mean, just because someone's speeding doesn't mean they're crazy.
Right, and just because they're crazy doesn't mean they'll be speeding.
That's certainly true as well. But isn't that what you're talking about? You're talking about speed cameras.
What type it is, but I know they hide them in the cactus. And
they alongside a stretch of road, or are they along like a red light?
You know something? I don't really know. I don't know in detail, but you know what?
Can you tell where they are? Have you ever seen one of these things, or does it look so much like a cactus that you can't tell?
It probably looks enough like a cactus to where if you're going 60 miles an hour, you're not going to be able to tell, that one's made out of plastic.
Well, it just wouldn't make sense if it was a red light
camera. That's the whole point, right? It's supposed to be like blend in with the rest of the cactuses, whatever species or types that's growing there. But you know what? The thing is, I don't take it lightly. The speeders have caused a lot of fatalities on plenty of wrecks. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. People safely speed every single day across the United States and across the world. In fact, I dare say that most people who drive speed. I think that's a safe statement.
I've been on roads where it's the person going the speed limit that is the danger to traffic.
Yeah, that's true. But, of course, Sarah, who's called now a lot about traffic issues, is really more concerned with pedestrians. And
no, Sarah's concerned with cars. Sarah, you have a pathological fear of cars, right?
But here's the thing. Did you know that they said that we're all doing 70 miles an hour on I-25? So it was at the sign said 55. They actually made it 70. And you know what they were doing? They were doing 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's because people speed.
So here's my question, Sarah. If they made it 150 miles an hour, do you think people would actually go 150?
I think they're going to do 170 because they're always going to push the envelope.
Nope. We have evidence. We looked in Montana. We can look in Germany, places that didn't have posted speed limits during the daytime, and we can see that people usually top out somewhere around 90 miles an hour is their thing. Yes, there will be somebody who's going a lot faster than that in one of the lanes, but usually 90 miles an hour seems to be people's comfort zone.
Interesting.
The fastest I've ever been on an actual road, not like on a racetrack, is a about 120.
What is it that, did something happen to you, Sarah, in the past? Someone had suggested that maybe there was a trauma with a car, perhaps as you were a pedestrian, maybe when you were younger. You seem really obsessed with pedestrian safety. Not that it's a bad thing to be safe when you're dealing with hurtling 2 to 4 ton chunks of metal, but what was there something that really drove you down this road, so to speak?
Well, yeah, the whole thing is, did you know that we have about 4,000 people get killed in auto-related accidents? And last year we killed about 4,800.
35,000.
So this attitude about, you know, why are you traumatized about it? You know, you have to think, like, how come we are not traumatized?
But did something happen to you?
That's not really an answer to the question.
Was there something in your past that made it so that you were very interested in pedestrian safety?
Well, the thing is, I live here in Albuquerque. I almost get killed and hit by a car every single day because, like I said, we're...
You got to practice that. I mean, that's... I've walked a lot, and I've never had that problem. Do you just not look twice before you cross the street? I mean, that's what my mom told me when I was a little kid, was you always want to double check, maybe even triple check, just to make sure that there's no cars coming to run you down.
Are you in Connecticut, you said? Or what state
are you
from?
No, New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Well, I live in Albert, New Mexico. We're number one in pedestrian fatalities. We killed one pedestrian for every 100,000 people.
No, that's not something you want to be number one in.
So what you're saying, though, is that you have an experience every single day where you're almost hit by a car.
That's right.
Are you driving on the sidewalk or are you walking in the street?
When I search pedestrian fatalities, you've talked about number one several times.
Yeah.
It says here, 2014, Tampa Bay ranks the second worst nationally in pedestrian. I thought it said first.
Second worst.
Yeah, excuse me. I thought it said first. I mean, you keep on spitting out this.
Well, who cares if it's number one or not?
Well, because it's important. She's calling from Albuquerque. She has used this crutch multiple times, and she's never cited it. Where did she get this information?
But we're number one as far as...
There you go. You know why we're
where
number
the
one?
Hell you're
because
walking.
Sarah has said it over and over on Free Talk Live.
Okay, yeah. Daryl's got a good question. Why are you having so many close calls with cars? Do you not look before you cross the street? Are you walking down the middle of the highway? Are you, are cars careening on the sidewalk?
Are there no sidewalks? Are you being forced to walk on the side of the street?
Let me explain to you that when you cross at the crosswalk and you got the walk signals, the cars are rolling their cars as they're turning a right. They understand they could turn a right when they have a green, and they think that they could run anybody over and turn a right. That's how they understand it in Albuquerque.
So what was your incident today when you almost died or were rather hit by a car today? What happened specifically?
Well, nothing traumatic today. But see,
okay, so I guess it's not every day.
That's good.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Looks like New York is number one in total traffic fatalities from 2003 to 2012.
Traffic fatalities or pedestrian fatalities?
You're right. New York.
She did say pedestrian fatalities,
she did.
Right?
New York, okay. 3,384.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just be sure you don't get into a car accident when you're on the phone with us. Don't use us as your excuse when you're not looking both ways before you cross.
Yeah, you should probably not be using the telephone while you're walking down the street.
I don't know, man. I think lots of people do it safely every single day. I think you're better off, Daryl, if you've got the phone at your ear speaking to someone than if you're actually looking at it texting or doing some other kind of texty thing.
Right, or if you've got one of the Bluetooth things.
Yeah.
Well, the Bluetooth thing's obviously preferable, but I think that the safety between having the phone to your ear and using a Bluetooth device is probably mitigable, whereas the safety difference between having a phone to your ear to texting is
huge.
Vast.
Huge. Right.
I mean, you'd probably be better off drinking four beers and getting into the car and driving than you would getting in the car, driving, and texting.
I wouldn't recommend either of those things.
No, but texting and driving is more deadly dangerous than drinking and driving.
And if you're texting while you're walking, because we're talking about walking and texting, you could fall into an open manhole. You could bump into something that would hurt quite a bit, like a street sign or, you know, light pole or whatever.
Happens all the time.
I've also seen people checking out an attractive woman the other sidewalk. And
attractive women are deadly. They're deadly.
Won't walk into
That's not the right.
So, I believe that a German town is now going to institute traffic pedestrian traffic signals in the sidewalk so the texters can see them.
Interesting. Mark, you had done a little bit of digging. We had a lady on the line, Sarah from New Mexico, who is obsessed with pedestrian safety. And, you know, God is bless her for that. It's good to be safe when you're out and about and there's things that are putting you in danger to some extent, very, very nearby you. I get that. But she's obsessed with it, and she supports any kind of governmental interference in making supposedly what she believes will make the roads more safe. She believes and has said multiple times now, not just tonight but on other nights, that Albuquerque, where she lives, is the number one place for pedestrian traffic fatalities.
She says it all the time.
Meaning that she says the number one place where pedestrians are hit and killed by cars.
The number one place for pedestrian fatalities is the New York, Northern New Jersey, Long Island, New Jersey, PA Metro. That's a hell
that's
of a metro.
Place.
Yeah, that's a big area.
And
there's no doubt about it.
That's also per capita. Is that per capita or the total number?
That's the total number.
Oh.
With 3,384.
What is per capita? Because she made sure to say per 1,000 people.
Per annual pedestrian deaths per 100,000, 2008 through 2012 is Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Okay.
Again, a very large place. But
per capita, it's number one, not Albuquerque. Does it give you any more on that? Is it like a top 10, or is it just that's the number?
Sure, I can give you the top 10, but it doesn't include Albuquerque.
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
I don't have any.
So I have some numbers for Albuquerque. Unfortunately, they're most recent from September 2014, so I don't have anything showing 2015. In the year 2014, up until September, I believe, 8th, there had been 17 pedestrians killed in traffic accidents. The previous year, 2013, for the entire year, there were 13, and in 2012, there were 18.
Okay.
Sarah said that on a daily basis, someone is killed in Albuquerque by some sort of thing. So maybe I misunderstood what she was saying, but I thought she said on a daily basis there's a pedestrian that gets killed.
There's also something called the Pedestrian Danger Index, which apparently does not include is not exclusively just pedestrian deaths. So the most dangerous place for pedestrians is Boston, Cambridge, Quincy, Mass., New Hampshire.
Of course Boston is dangerous. Have you ever been there? Like, the roads go all kind of which ways, and it's
Hold up. Wait
just
a
ludicrous.
Why is Boston more dangerous than Tampa? I missed that detail.
I don't know the answer.
No, so that's when you add the people that get hit by cars
but not
killed.
Ah, okay.
So
interesting.
You got bumped, and you broke a leg. Or you got bumped, and you fell over, and now you've got a concussion.
I'm sorry, Ian. I gave you the wrong number. I clicked the Pedestrian Danger Index, and it went from the bottom to the top.
So Boston's the safest?
The safest
New Hampshire's
place.
The safest, then. As well,
I guess so. It's
interesting.
It made funny. I thought it was funny that New Hampshire was included in there because Boston and New Hampshire are entirely different places.
Yeah, I thought that was
right,
weird
but
too.
New Hampshire is considered part of the Boston metropolitan area.
Still,
just Nashua.
Does Massachusetts
know even Keene?
No. Okay, so you're talking about the DMA as opposed to the metro area.
Wait a minute. Back to the traffic thing. Now there is a mass hole in the room with us here observing the show at the moment. Does Massachusetts have the mandatory stop for pedestrian rule that New Hampshire does?
Hold on. No. New Hampshire
says no.
New Hampshire does not have a stop for pedestrian rule. They have a yield to pedestrians.
It results in people stopping their cars.
Right. It results in people stopping because people are idiots and don't know the difference between stop and yield.
No, no. So I think this is sort of regional, and I think this is just how the drivers are. So New Hampshire has signs up, drive with courtesy. It's the New Hampshire way. And I think that to some extent, driving with courtesy is the New Hampshire way, to the point that somebody will slam on their brakes if somebody's if a pedestrian's too close to the side of the road to see if the pedestrian wants to go across while everybody piles up behind them.
Yeah.
Wham, 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 wham! You know, in some big traffic jam. I mean,
they're stopping. Every time I ever see someone at one of these pedestrian crosswalks, the vehicles stop. I mean, you wouldn't want to cross if the vehicle was still rolling forward.
I know they stop, but that's not what the signs say, and that's not what the law says. The law says yield to pedestrians.
Well, I can tell you these pedestrians are entitled as hell around here.
Yeah.
If you don't, I almost had to break my stride, and that guy went through there. It's really rather ridiculous.
And then I've even seen people like jump in front of vehicles before. So
let's go to somebody who's a professional driver. Is this straight razor or straight edge? It says straight edge here.
Straight razor.
You're on the line here on in Texas.
Okay, so now I'm curious. Are you straight edge?
I hope not.
No, I am not. Not anymore, at least.
All right, you're an Uber driver by profession, and you're wanting to weigh in, so go ahead.
So this is one of those topics that really rattles my cage, because whenever I was, being an enforcer, I wasn't wasting my time dealing with teenagers who wanted to smoke a blunt. I was dealing with all the nasty calls that all the other officers got to skip out on.
Mm.
And those nasty calls sometimes involve a pedestrian that had been hit by a vehicle. And I would say that 70% of the time when I walked up on a pedestrian vehicle-involved accident, there was a cell phone scattered across the road, which tells me that it wasn't generally in their pocket. In fact, I've walked up on some where the cell phone had actually cracked the windshield of the car.
How does that happen?
Maybe the person was hit.
A fast-moving car with a person stepping out in the road while they're staring at their phone.
If you're going 70 miles an hour, Daryl, the cell phone's going 70 miles an hour. If the vehicle stops and the cell phone flies out of the hand, it's going 70 miles an hour at that windshield. So this happens to me. I'm afraid.
I misheard. I thought he was saying that a pedestrian got hit and the pedestrian cell phone broke the window.
No, he's just talking about accidents.
Talking about drivers on their cell phones or pedestrians on their cell phones?
No. I'm talking about a pedestrian hit by a car. Most of the time, there was a cell phone involved, and even the cell phone from the pedestrian, because it was in their hand whenever they were struck, hit the windshield and broke it.
Okay, so it was the pedestrian.
Well, I got to say, I roll up on more accidents than I'd like to because a volunteer firefighter, and when I first encountered these things, there was one a couple of months ago, this lady just sort of veered off on the straight road and hit a tree, and I'm like, what the hell happened here? Was there a bee in the car? What happened? And they didn't, I don't know. Pretty quick, it didn't take too long before the mom says, the mom comes to the scene, figures out it was a cell phone. I didn't even imagine this. Who would do that kind of thing? But, and then I find out it happens all the time.
Straight Razor, hang on. We'll bring you back here. Toll-free number 855-453 if you got more to say. 855-450-3733. Of course, we got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live. Parenting and pedestrians.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to save 20% or maybe even more on the things you buy at Amazon, well, here's how. You just go to saveitpurse.com. Get started there. You need to have Bitcoin in order to get these tremendous discounts. But this works, and it works well. I've done it more than 50 times in just over a year's time.
I've done it 25, just placed order number 26.
Excellent.
And my orders aren't big orders, and right. I'm saving on average $10 an order.
I've done small orders. I've done orders that are hundreds of dollars, you know, a few hundred bucks, and it's amazing. Saveitpurse.com is a great reason. If you need one reason to get Bitcoin, this is the one. Save AT Purse. Saveitpurse.com. Go get started there. As we continue here, we just lost Straight Razor. He dropped off the line. He was calling to talk about his experience with pedestrians. If it was a technical difficulty, he's welcome to call back. We normally just have a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live, but if you get accidentally disconnected or something, you know, cell phone drops your signal or whatever, we welcome you back. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about pedestrians. We've got Tom on the line. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Hey, guys, I think you need to factor something else in when you're looking at the pedestrian fatalities per capita. It also has to be per walkable day, because I think in the Northeast, probably about one-fourth as much, you know, you probably, I'd say when the temperature is over 50 degrees,
interesting,
you'd have to factor that in, plus maybe places where there's torrential rain, you probably
have you ever walked in Florida?
Well, Florida, and I bet Albuquerque, you could probably walk pretty much every day.
You could probably get cooked. If you're walking out in the summer in Albuquerque, it's probably like being in an oven.
Yeah, but if you've got enough water, I mean, you're going to get through it. I think that he's onto something here because you said the statistics show that Boston and, you know, basically New England, northern New England are like the safest places. And of course, half the year people don't go out. You know, they're driving. If anything, the only people who walk places are the most hardcore and the homeless.
Right. It does look like all of them in the top 10 here. Detroit might be number 10, and that would be the
number 10 most or fewer? Fewest. We've been kind of back and forth.
Number 10 of the pedestrian danger index.
Okay.
And so you are correct that the rest are all southern places.
Yeah, I know a lot of times when they calculate the vehicle safety stuff, they'll do it per 1,000 miles driven or some kind of factor like that, so that they do take into consideration the places where people are driving more.
Yeah, I think this is the best point made in this whole conversation.
Tom, more, if you got more to say, Tom, go for it.
No, that's it for now, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight.
All right.
Point. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you may join us here.
So I've had three calls in my town for the volunteer fire department for brush fires in like the last week.
Oh yeah,
I've
heard about
this. Am sick of it. Every single one of them has been because somebody threw a cigarette butt out their car window going down the road in a red zone. It's the temperature, it's very dry right now. So,
but wasn't there some news story about some fireman?
Yeah, there were two fires that were in a different town, Stoddard, where two fires were set by a volunteer firefighter. It happens.
Okay.
Firefighters tend to like fire. They like putting it out, especially, so they'll set it so they got something to put out.
Crazy.
Well, it is. It absolutely, it's crazy. There's no doubt about it. But it, you know, I mean, you're talking about the zebras, not the horses, in this circumstance. The people setting the fires in New Hampshire are people throwing their cigarette butts out their window.
Mm.
I'm not blaming smokers here, but smokers, some of you throw your cigarette butts out the window, and I'm blaming you. Look, a firefighter had to go to the hospital in my region just within the last week because one of you jerks threw that stuff out the window instead of disposing of it properly. You're killing people with your cigarette butts if you throw them out the window. And it is completely
irresponsible. I blame car manufacturers because most of them don't have ashtrays in the cars anymore.
Sure, but you can get an ashtray that fits in the cup holder.
Right, but then where are you supposed to put your big gulp if there's a cigarette holder in there?
Cars have like 9 cup holders. My car has 4 cup holders just in the front seats. I can have 2 different beverages, and then so can my spouse.
Okay, so one of those holds your beverage, one holds your biggie fry,
and you still need a place to put your sandwich. If you can remember to buy cigarettes, you can remember to buy an ashtray that fits in a cup holder. I'm sorry. There's responsibility needs to be had here, and there are literally firefighters dying in these fires that are set by smokers that, you know, they don't even know they do it. They toss a butt out the window. They're down the road. They never even hear about the fire department being deployed because nobody reads these things in the newspaper. They don't find out about it. And so they feel completely sanctimonious in their own little world with smoking. And I think you should be able to smoke, but you need to take responsibility for it.
I got nothing to say to that. I think you're right on. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue in moments with the story about the mom who is in hot water with CPS for letting her kids in the backyard within a fence while she's watching. Let's go to Tyler first, though, in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
So first, I got to say, I feel like America's not talking about the traffic in Albuquerque enough. This is a serious issue, at least it all be done.
Sarah agrees with you.
No, but seriously, you guys were talking about corporate management yesterday, or corporate structure, and it actually sparked my interest because I think it was Johnson brought up the idea that this non-hierarchical setup is socialist and stuff. And I was wondering if you guys are familiar with the term anarcho-syndicalism.
Sure, I was an anarcho-syndicalist in high school.
What does that mean? I can't say
I've heard the term.
Yeah, I can't say I'm familiar.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of it is a corporate structure set up where the workers share in the profits. So when I think of, like, socialism or communism, I think of the people sharing in the profits. It doesn't matter if you work there or if you don't work at all, you're getting the benefits of somebody else working. Whereas in this this syndicate going on, you have people that are in positions of authority or positions of leadership, and I'm assuming they have a bigger piece of the pie, but everybody gets a piece of the pie, meaning that no matter how profitable your company is, your take-home or your salary is going to reflect everybody's labor, meaning as the overall success means that you make more money. Is that right?
It sounds to me kind of like an anarcho-socialist, anarcho-communist sort of thing.
It's all that.
Well, why does something that's employee-owned or partially employee-owned have to be considered anarcho-syndicalist?
So what my understanding is that what you would have is this sort of specialization in regions. So regions would put together, would be specialized. Say there's the syndicate that produces 11-grain bread, right? And then there's the syndicate that produces, handmade chairs, that kind of thing. So they would be kind of like mill towns. You know, back in the day, there was usually one or two businesses in a given town, and most of the people in town worked for that business, so they worked in sort of support roles for the people who worked in that business. That's essentially what they're talking about in these circumstances.
Right, but also,
but I think that everybody would earn about the same.
Right, so you would not be paid for your production. So if you make 5 chairs a day and Ian makes 2 chairs a day, you don't get 2.5 times the money that Ian does, though you produce 2.5 times the amount.
That's my athletic privilege, sir. Tyler?
Well, the way I see it is kind of like shares in a business, right? Like, if you are producing more chairs and that reflects over time, like if you were to get like a performance evaluation, you might get more shares, which means you might get more profits. That's one way.
My understanding is everybody gets the same, to where nobody winds up getting rewarded for their productivity because you're an equal part of this company, and so you get paid an equal part.
What does this
and
have
so
to
then,
do with it? Sorry, go ahead.
I think this sounds more like a co-op is what...
What does this have to do with anarchy? I mean, the word anarcho is in there, and we're just talking about a different way of setting up a business here.
Okay.
Right, the anarcho-syndicalists, they don't want the state involved in the thing.
Okay.
So they
don't
want it to be run,
really,
a stateless society to where everybody is given an equal portion of what they deserve or what is produced.
And mostly they're anti-authoritarian in this way, that there shouldn't be people who are over other people in the, in the production process. The workers are the most important. They should be at the top. That kind of thing is the idea. It's reverse hierarchical.
Tyler, if you've got more, stand by. We'll continue the discussion here in moments, because I mentioned that there was this Koch brothers thing last night, and I looked it up last night, but we never came back around to it. So I did figure out what it was called of a non-hierarchical management structure. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.